John Williams, his latest recording, John Williams in Vienna with the Vienna Philharmonic and violinist Anne-Sophie Mutter. We heard the theme for Jurassic Park, and we just found out that the final Jurassic film is on hold until 2022 now, featuring the casts of the old trilogy and the new one. You're with the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. The Toronto International Festival of Authors gets underway on Thursday, running through November 1st. And the 41st edition will be virtual, given the pandemic, of course. And for the most part, it's free and accessible across the country and the world. Over 200 authors, alongside musicians, artists, and performers, will be featured thanks to live-streamed conversations, readings, performances, and workshops. Even an extended program for kids and families this year. Festivalofauthors.ca is the spot to visit. Creating a festival for our new reality was a task given to new director Roland Gulliver. His appointment was announced back in January. Little did he know what his first festival would look like. He ran the Edinburgh International Book Festival for 12 years ahead of Toronto, the British Council in Brussels, and Six Cities Design Festival in Glasgow ahead of that. Roland replaces previous director Jeffrey Taylor, who retired from the Toronto Fest after 16 years. On the line, new director with the Toronto International Festival of Authors, Roland Gulliver. Welcome.
Hello, thank you. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Great to be with you. Not exactly what you signed up for, right?
No. Well, no, that'd be correct. An interesting arrival in the end of February, and kind of coming in and being really excited about the new job, and making a live festival, and all those ideas of bringing authors and artists and audience down to the Harbourfront Centre, you know, next to the beautiful Lake Ontario. So we have had to change quite a lot, but lots of those ideas that I started with back in February and March have still carried through, and we've kind of translated all the ideas of performance and discussion and readings and the kind of diversity of the program online, essentially. And also we've had time to try and, you know, respond to the opportunities of being digital and kind of look at how we can make interesting content in this kind of new landscape that we're all now living and working in.
You've talked about the importance of storytelling right now, and I think that's really true, as certainly TV and film are halting production. We're literally going to run out at some point, but thank goodness for books, right?
Yes, hugely so, I think.
Yeah.
From my perspective as a reader, during lockdown, I think we all love books. We all love reading for, you know, either solace or understanding, or just for sheer joy and entertainment. And I think we've all turned to books a lot more in terms of being in lockdown and looked for that kind of comfort and understanding. And I think it's been, you know, one of the brilliant positives has seen how the independent bookshops and bookstores have responded and made sure that you could still buy books and pick up books. And, we've been stuck at home, but thankfully books and stories can travel.
Absolutely. You're with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM. If you're just joining us on the line, the director of the Toronto International Festival of Authors, Roland Gulliver, he's here. Festival beginning on Thursday. Now, difficult question. In your mind, what is at the top of this marquee for this 41st festival? What are a few of the events that you're very proud of being able to put together against all odds here?
Well, I guess one of the joys of making this festival is that there's actually so much in the program. And, you know, when you're making a festival, you kind of obviously dealing with lots of challenges and problems, and especially learning how to make a digital festival. But returning back to the list of authors and books that we have has been really, really rewarding and really inspiring. And, you know, we obviously got big names, like obviously Margaret Atwood's going to be opening the festival on
Thursday
night.
Incredible. Wow.
Which is very, very exciting. And other people like Marilyn Robinson and Richard Ford. But also, I think the fact that we've been able to bring in writers and historians, and like Ethan Lau, who's a very young writer who's written probably kind of one of the first memoirs documenting the pandemic. We've got all five of the Giller shortlisted authors. And then I think for me, the fact that we've got lots of events in different languages has been really exciting. So we've kind of taken the opportunity to experiment. And we've got events in Bengali and Italian and Spanish and Portuguese. We've got our children's program, which is really exciting.
You've expanded it a little for kids and families this year, is that right?
Yes. Yeah. So we kind of, this will be our first year of TIFA Kids, and so we'll have a whole kind of focusing around the final weekend, where we'll have great writers like Deborah Ellis and David A. Robertson, but also we'll be working in partnership with the Canadian Children's Book Centre to celebrate their book awards. So they will be presenting their awards on the second Friday of the festival, but then we'll have a series of events with the winners over the weekend, and we've also got some really interesting panel events.
So I'm driving right now. I'm listening to this. I'm at home. I'm just hearing about the Festival of Authors. I go to the website, festivalofauthors.ca. How should I take part over the next couple of weeks? What would you suggest the process be for us?
if you go to our website, you can register. And then once you register, you can then essentially you can curate your own festival. So you can pick the events that you want to go to. Everything is free apart from our really amazing masterclass series that we've doing in partnership with Humber College. So you can pick your events. The events are available for 3 days, so you can kind of, you don't have to worry about double booking. But also, you know, if you are in your car and driving around, there are, you know, we've commissioned some really exciting podcasts. One of my favorites is called Rights in the Neighborhood, where we've been talking to, again, both kind of the idea of the fact that we're now kind of really living and breathing where we live and the streets we live in, our neighborhoods, and getting to know our neighborhoods. But for me, coming to Toronto, discovering how passionate people are about where they live and the sense of ownership about where they live, whether it's the kind of historic history or kind of new communities that come here. So we've created 5 virtual walking tours looking at different areas of the city, and from Parkdale to Thornvale to Scarborough. There's lots of things, so it's not just about watching events.
Right.
Different ways of interacting with the festival.
Roland, you've brought a lot to the table here, so congratulations on what you've been able to do this year.
Thank you very much.
Roland Gulliver is the director of the Toronto International Festival of Authors. We'll mention, too, Season 2 of the Book Club List is happening going forward, so keep an eye on that as well. And the website, once again, festivalofauthors.ca. You can register there. That is our look at the arts here on this Tuesday.